colleague Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Behind the Black. The James Webb Space Telescope is a spectacular success, and it turns its camera on Uranus. What is it seeing, Bob? This looks like a neon light.
Yeah, that's kind of a good description, John. This is the second time Webb has taken an infrared image of Uranus, false color image. And I posted a link to the early one in April, but there's a new one that just can't come out. And it's basically looking at the north pole of Uranus, because Uranus orbits the sun on its side, rolling along. Its pole almost, right now its pole is almost pointed directly, its north pole points directly at the sun. And it's got rings, and so this image shows the rings and the north pole of Uranus, and they indicates that it's had some change. There's some activity going on there. I posted the wider web image on Behind the Black because it not only shows one star but a whole bunch of galaxies at a distance. But in addition to that, it shows many of Uranus's moons as well. It's kind of cool in that sense, and that's what we're looking at, John. And you know, it's strange. But once again, infrared tells you things that optical does not, and I also link to a Hubble optical image so you can get a comparison between the optical and the infrared and what each tells us.
Someday in the future, they're going to know what I'm looking at, because I see the moons at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 5, easy to count. Maybe there are more.
There are more, but there are five easy ones, yes.
Yeah, doesn't Uranus have like 23 or 24? They're always discovering moons.
If you go to the links that I link to, they have a annotated picture as well that points out, when you're getting close, the other additional. This picture captures about 10 moons in it, which is not all of them, but it does capture about 10.
All right, Webb also looking at star forming, and it looks like Medusa. Good heavens.
I got a lot of interesting comments from Behind the Black about this image because there's a lot of possibilities what we're looking at. But it's basically an infrared, false color infrared images of a star forming region, the nearest one to the Earth, to our solar system, about 460 light years away. And you're seeing jets, hydrogen jets of material. And then you see a star that's surrounded by a gaseous cloud, almost like a hand is cupping the star. It's kind of cool. And once again, this is different than what the optical would show you, and so you're getting an idea of the gases and the chemistry at the star and this star forming region, John.
And one shot of Mars. What am I looking up on?
This is from Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter. It's a cool image I downloaded from that spacecraft. It shows what I call the Land of Buttes. It's kind of like a Monument Valley on Earth. And it's an example of volcanic ash that's been made into like a hard rock that over time wind has eroded away to leave buttes, just like in the southwest of the U.S., John.
Bob Zimmerman, the website is Behind the Black. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.